Wow, that was the unmistakable sound of the Rolling Stones with their brilliant cover of Stevie Wonder's 1968 track, I Don't Know Why. My name's Jason Barnard and welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. Now, this Stones cover was recorded during the Let It Bleed sessions but remained in the vaults until the 1975 outtake selection, Metamorphosis. Now, for the next hour, you'll be hearing an eclectic mix of material with a strong Stones connection, from covers, side projects and songs they gave away. Just before halfway through the show, we'll be giving you the opportunity to win the great new Sidewalk Society EP that we mentioned on our last show, plus a Fruit de Mer Records, or should I say Fruit de Mer Records, which is Sidewalk Society's label, t-shirt. So well worth listening out for that. It's been an exciting month for the Strange Brew, actually, as I was on BBC Radio earlier this month being interviewed about music from Leeds in the 60s, so do check out our Leeds Beat show from earlier this year if you haven't already heard it. But now to a track by Mick and Keith that was on the Metamorphosis album, but best known for the version sung by Vashti Bunyan, released on Decca in May 1965. Some Things Stick in Your Mind.
Why does the sky turn grey every night? Sunrise again in time. First love you had, some things just stick in your mind. Why does the rain fall down on the earth? Why do the clouds keep crying? Why do you sleep curled up like a child? Some things just stick in your mind.
Vashti Bunyan with the Jagger Richards composition, Some Things Stick in Your Mind. When Mick and Keith started writing for the Stones, much of this material didn't quite fit with the Stones' sound, so many of these songs were passed to their producer and manager, Andrew Luke Oldman, who worked on this material with other acts signed to Decca, such as Vashti Bunyan, who you just heard. One such act was the Mighty Avengers, who were from Rugby in the Midlands, who, after gaining a deal with Decca and releasing a song to little success, so Andrew took them under his wings for three more tracks. The first two, Jagger Richards' songs So Much In Love and When Blue Turns to Grey, did not make the grade. And so for his last attempt, he brought in Walking Through the Sleepy City, a fine track from Mick and Keith, and Andrew threw the full Spectre Wall of Sound effect with over 40 session men at this song. Unfortunately, Walking Through the Sleepy City did not get into the charts, and the Mighty Avengers morphed into Jigsaw, who had a much more successful career in the 70s. But it's a really, really good track, so here it is.
Walking through the sleepy city, in the night it looks so pretty.
The Mighty Avengers with Walking Through the Sleepy City. Next we have a Stones cover with no involvement from Andrew Lou Goldman or the band, in fact. Originally from Liverpool, Philip Carr was renamed David Garrick after being managed by the Kinks manager Robert Wace. After a couple of flop singles, his cover of the Stones' Aftermath track, Lady Jane, reached the UK top 30 and reached the top 10 on the continent in summer 1966. His biggest hit was his follow-up release, Dear Mrs. Appleby, but his career mainly focused on the rest of the European continent through the late 60s. Here's David Garrick with Lady Jane.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady Jane. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I must take my leave, for promised I am. Play is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my troth to Lady Jane. Sweet Marie, I wait at your knee. The sands have run out for your lady and me. When love is nigh, my love, her station's right, my love. Life is secure with Lady Jane.
David Garrick with Lady Jane. Next to another Stones cover from 1966, this time by Ealing band The Eyes with Play With Fire. The Eyes released some great mod and freakbeat singles in the mid-60s, including My Degeneration, a response to The Who's My Generation. However, Play With Fire isn't actually attributed to the band as The Eyes, as the act were asked to record a Rolling Stones tribute album as The Pupils by the Philips record label. However, The Pupils, or The Eyes, version of Play With Fire is the highlight of this very rare LP.
Well, you've got some diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, so don't play with me, cause you play with fire.
me, catch a blue with fire. Your father stole her diamonds and tiaras by the score.
Of the show, two songs from the Stones in their more psychedelic guise. First, we have the Glass Menagerie's cover of Satanic Majesty's single She's a Rainbow from 1968. The band were managed by ex-Animal Chas Chandler and released some fine material such as Somebody to Love, which we played on our classic US hit shows earlier this year. We have then Sidewalk Society's brilliant cover of the Stones track Dandelion, originally released as the B-side to We Love You in August 1967 by the Stones. Sidewalk Society's cover is on their exceptional new Fruits de Mer EP, Freedom Air EP, from which we've heard in the first place last month. For a chance to win this EP, listen out for the question after this doubleheader of the Glass Menagerie's take of She's a Rainbow and Sidewalk Society's interpretation of Dandelion.
Seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail, looking white so fair and pale. Have you seen the lady fair? Oh, she comes in colors everywhere. She combs her hair, she's like a rainbow. Come in colors in the air, everywhere. She comes in. Seen her all in gold, like a queen in days of old. She shoots colors all around, the sunset going down. Have you seen the lady fair at all? She comes in colors everywhere. She comes out, she's like a rainbow. Come in colors in the air, everywhere.
Don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. if she laughs or cries. The way dandelion.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock chimes. Dandelions don't care about the time. Dandelion don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise.
Tell me if she laughs or cries.
Fabulous covers of the Rolling Stones in their psychedelic prime. First, The Glass Menagerie from 1968 with She's a Rainbow, and lastly, Sidewalk Society sprinkling fairy dust over Dandelion from their newly released EP on Freedom Air, Fruits de Mer. So to win a copy of Sidewalk Society's fantastic EP as well as a Fruits de Mer t-shirt, just answer the following question. Our next track is from Tucky Buzzard, but which Rolling Stone produced the bulk of their material as well as the band's classic psychedelic EP Introspection when Tucky Buzzard were known as The End? Just email me at thestrangebrew@live.co.uk with said Rolling Stone. The first person to email me will have a copy of that particular EP and the t-shirt over to them as soon as possible. So, from Tucky Buzzard, here's You're All Alone.
Thank you.
Tucky Buzzard with You're All Alone. To enter our fantastic competition, just name the Rolling Stone member responsible for producing most of their material by emailing me at thestrangebrew@live.co.uk. Now, Keith Richards' autobiography names his favourite Stones riff of all time. It's Not Satisfaction and was covered by Alex Harvey on his Roman Wall Blues album from Fontana in 1969. So, here's the track. Keith Richards' favourite guitar riff and track, Jumping Jack Flash, this version by the sensational Alex Harvey from 1969. We're well over halfway through the show and we've got loads of great material awaiting by Chris Jagger, yes, Chris Jagger, Mick's brother, Brian Ferry, Bill Wyman, Ronnie Wood and the Flying Burrito Brothers. But first, our next song, despite being demoed by the Stones and creeping out on the compilation LP Metamorphosis, which we heard a bit of earlier, the released version of our next song came out in October 1970 as a Mick Jagger solo single with guitar from Ry Cooder. It's from the soundtrack to the film Performance, which Mick Jagger starred as Turner. So here's Memo from Turner.
Thank you. San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. Well, you're a lashing, smashing hunger man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. You're the meth red gray executive I see heavily advertised. You're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing, laughing in my grave. When the old men do the fighting and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plasticon, be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They haven't tasted habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your beast. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
Mick Jagger's first single and last solo release of any kind for 8 years, Memo from Turner. Now to his younger brother Chris, who recorded a great LP in 1973-72 as You Know the Name But Not the Face. Although being a sensational record, it's unfortunately never been re-released since the time. Mick contributed backing vocals to open A Handful of Dust. Our next song was also released as a single, as well as being a highlight on the LP, and features Six Stone Ian Stewart. Something New is a brilliant track. Enjoy.
Maybe think about it.
Well worth further investigation and a digital release. Something new from Chris Jagger from his 1973 LP, You Know the Name But Not the Face. Also from this year, Brian Ferry was stretching his wings from Roxy Music by making a cover solo album, These Foolish Things. Here's his blistering take of Sympathy for the Devil.
Traps for troubadours who get killed soul to waste. Hey, pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game.
Brian Ferry's Sympathy for the Devil from 1973. 1 year later, Bill Wyman was the first Stone to release a solo LP, self-penned in fact, which had guest appearances from Dr. John and Leon Russell. It's quite a solid affair, with a key track being White Lightning.
Feel it, get ya. Tip the jug, can't you feel it, hit ya? Oh, white lightning sure tastes good. Knew a man lived on a hill, had a whiskey still. People from miles around. Feel it, hit ya. Oh, white lightning sure tastes good. Knew a man had a mule. What a stubborn fool. Put corn liquor in his feet. Fastest thing I see. Can't you feel it, hit ya? Feel it, hit ya. Can't you feel it to hit ya? Oh, white lightning sure tastes good. Can't you feel it to hit ya? Feel it to get ya. Can't you feel it hit ya? Oh, white lightning sure tastes good. Knew a man, 95. Nobody knew if he was dead or alive. Gave him cold liquor every day, just to keep them rats away. Can't you feel it hit ya? Feel it get ya. Tip the jug, can't you feel it hit ya? Oh, white lightning sure tastes good. Oh, white lightning sure tastes good. Oh, white lightning sure tastes good.
That one really grows on you, I think. White Lightning from Bill Wyman's solo LP Monkey Grip, released on Rolling Stones Records back in 1974. Also from this year, and before he became a Stone, and while, or just about, while he was still one of the faces, Ronnie Wood recorded his first solo album, I've Got My Own Album to Do. It's full of guest appearances with Mick and Keith, Rod Stewart, and even George Harrison. On this next track, Keith Richards, Ian McLagan and Rod Stewart feature heavily on this great song, Mystifies Me.
Got time and we can cast it too.
With Mystifies Me. We've already reached our final track of the show, but before I introduce it, don't forget to enter our Sidewalk Society competition by emailing me the answer to The Strange Brew at live.co.uk. Next month we'll be hearing a selection of songs related to Lewis Carroll and Alice in Wonderland. Some great songs to look forward to there. Anyhow, our final Rolling Stones connection track was heard by Keith Richards' friend Graham Parsons, and as the song was shelved by the Stones due to contractual reasons, Mick and Keith enabled Graham to record it with his band, the Flying Burrito Brothers, for their album Burrito Deluxe, released in April 1970. The Stones version only got released on Sticky Fingers exactly 1 year later, so until next month, here's the original version of Wild Horses.
Drag me.